Yes, good morning, good morning. Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop, wherever you are finding yourself, whatever you do in this beautiful morning, beautiful Thursday of the 17th of July, 2025. And yeah, time is 7 minutes past the hour of 6 in the morning, and we are here until the hour of 7:30. And the program of Early Morning Scoop is a program that we look at what is happening in our economy, what is happening in our development. We look at the international affairs, we look at continental affairs, and we look at what is happening in our country, what is happening in our country, what can we learn from events which are going on in our country, and also some of the lessons that we must teach and educate ourselves. What can we educate ourselves in this morning? And also, how can, you know, we contribute to the discussion? How can we contribute to the discussion on the table? And Early Morning Scoop is not only a conversational program that is one-directed, but we also look at both sides. We look at what you are able also to contribute, what you are able to contribute. And we also look at the views and opinions of Namibians, and also how they want their country to be, you know, to be developed. And we touch on various sectors. And whatever you are doing this morning, always giving a motivation. Always like giving a motivation, because some people, you have everything that you need except the hope, that courage and strength. And whatever you do, don't pray for only good days, but also make sure that you pray for also hard days. Don't only a person who is always wishing for good days, but ask the life, ask nature to strengthen you. And also, when you meet trouble, at least to survive them. Because they are saying heroes are not only those who win battles, but those who have ability and also capacity to stand up after a very difficult, defeat. And you need to ask yourself this, as a young person, as an adult, how many times you wake up from defeat, or you wake up from a loss, you wake up from a difficult situation, how many times you wake up and stand up and fight again? You lost your business interest. You lost your shares. You just lost your best opportunities. And some of you never recovered. But what is very important is also the ability to wake up, and also to be strength, to be strong. Because, you know, international well-known boxer Muhammad Ali said if it was not because of Joe Frazier, he wouldn't be the best boxer in the whole world. And maybe most of you don't know who Joe Frazier is. Joe Frazier, he used to be called the Smoking Joe. He's one of the greatest boxer. The man, the first guy in history who put Muhammad Ali down. And those of you who follow international boxing, on the 8th of March 1971, in the greatest fight that was called the Fight of the Century. And Muhammad Ali was the greatest boxer by then. But he was knocked down by Joe Frazier. And that is the record. But what is important, the content of this conversation, is that Muhammad Ali did not give up. He has to wake up. And also, instead of him retiring, he became the greatest boxer, become the world heavyweight with records which are still not yet broken. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And as I indicated earlier, as we are always doing, we look at what we have on the table, look at what the world is saying, and also what the nation is also saying, and how we can, educate each other, how we can also assist each other, because at the end of the day, we need to make sure that, conversations, works, building industries, we need everybody on the table. Yeah, that's why we are saying after every conversation that we bring on the table, we always make sure that we open the line so that you can contribute, you can, you know, add to the conversation. Yeah, before we go to what we have on the table this morning, it's always very important to look at, you know, follow us on our social media platform. We are always indicating you to say, follow Eagle FM Namibia in all our social media platform, like our page on Facebook, follow us, share our page, so that those who also are willing to learn, or those of who are willing also to, you know, to gain information, to gain valuable information on economic matters, they will be able also to get that opportunity, because we are focused on issues of bread and butter. We are focused more on economic issues. We are focused more on issues of development, issues of trade, issues of developmental statistics, and also issues of, you know, food security and areas of entrepreneurship. We touch on SME development. That is why if you are a business person, if you are an SME, if you are a young person who is interested in business, in research, and also capacity development, make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, on Twitter, or former Twitter, that is X, on LinkedIn, and Instagram. And the other thing is also that we also have the Villager newspaper, that is your e-paper, that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And for you to access the e-paper, the Villager newspaper, you only make sure that you send your name to 081-241-44. Save that number, and every time you will get every time, every Monday and Wednesday and Friday morning, you'll be able to receive the full version of the Villager newspaper. That is where you get your content, where you have to expand your knowledge, expand your horizon, because that is rich content. It's rich content on issues of development. And from there, if you are a researcher, you are a student, you are a parent, you can be a retired, you know, person. But education and learning will never end. That's why people are saying learning is a lifelong, education is a lifelong thing. And it's not ending when you graduate. It's not ending when you get a job. It's not ending when you retire. It's also not ending when you reach a certain age. That's why the good example I like giving is when you look, there's a difference, and I think it's something that we need to learn. When you look at former researchers, look at former teachers, former pastors, and most of the people who have been dealing with documents, it's really difficult to find them. Even if they get old, you realize that they keep their mind fresh, because a mind has to continue exercising. That's why, best doctors are advising to say, one of the things that you need to do, make sure that you exercise the mind by reading, by thinking clearly, by journaling, and also update yourself with right information. That's why when you read books, when you read newspapers, your mind will not get old, and you keep it fresh until that time. So, and yeah, apart from the Villager newspaper, we have our app. That is the world of digitalization. We have an app. If you go to Play Store, search Eagle FM Namibia, you can find Eagle FM app. That app is an app that you can use to listen to radio, like what we are doing now. Because there are always those who are saying, we are still waiting for the frequency. We are still waiting for the frequency at this area. Yes, we understand. But at the moment where the world is, if you find yourself where the frequency is not reaching you, make sure that you download the Eagle FM app. And yeah, make your life easier, because when you download it, you listen to the programs which are on air, and you can also be able to listen also to the previous programs that you have missed by checking on the podcast, where you find documented previous programs. Then you can listen at your own pace, expand your research, and follow suit. And yeah, we also have Imba App. Imba App is a digital version of a hymn book That is your Ehangano book. That is your digital version of a hymn book. Because in the world of advancement, it's not only about hard copy. And in a situation where you do not have a hard copy hymn book, do not worry. Do not scratch your head. You can be a pastor. You can be a singer. You can be any interested, but you can be in a citizen who you are at an occasion, because every one of us will always find ourselves in an occasion where you have to sing, and you don't want to sound like you don't have respect, don't want to sound like also you are not prepared. But what you can do, for you to follow, download Imba app. When you download Imba app and put it in your phone, you'll be able also to make sure that you have your soft copy hymn book. That is your Ehangano book. That is and what is also interesting about Imba app is not only in one language, like in Oshuambo, it's not only Ehangano, but you have other local Namibian languages such as Ocherero, Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So do that, download the Imba app, and you make your life easier. You make your life easier. And yeah. So dear listeners, we are here until the hour of 7:30. So we are going to a commercial break. Then we'll look at one of the international news, what is happening. And from there, we can look, what do we have on the table today? What do we have on the table today? And we'll give you an opportunity to contribute. We'll give you an opportunity to give your opinion and also your view. Because it's your democratic right to express your opinion. And there is no one who is right and wrong. It depends on the position where you are finding yourself, because all the reasonings are informed either by our background, by our information that we acquire. Either we have right information or we have little information and learning. And there is this thing to say in a direct translation, no shuambo, kupola haulai. When you are asking, it doesn't really mean that you are not okay. It means that you are willing to learn, and it's also meaning that you are willing to contribute. Because I realize that, you know, some people, they really have good ideas, but they are scared of opening their mouth, thinking that whatever is coming from their mouth is not valuable. But make sure that it could be the opinion that you have, it could be the view that you have, is more needed by 100 people. And it could be you are also wrong, but in a situation where somebody has to come and correct you, he also correct others, because a radio platform is a good platform to say, because what when you are asking a question, you are not only asking for yourself, you are also asking for others. When you are giving a comment, you are not only giving a comment to us who are running this program, but you are also giving a comment to others. That's why it is supposed to be a conversational program where you call in. When you call in, you give your opinion about that topic. You ask questions, because it's more important to ask than not to ask, because we find ourselves in situation that we could have avoided through asking for clarity. Through asking for clarity. Yeah, just before we go to a commercial break and look at what you have on the table, just think like this. I think every person, every young person, and maybe adults, we have experienced this, you know, the structure and the design of a mall, like Marua Mall. You know, that time when you come for shopping for the first time, you also get lost. You get lost, you enter, you don't know which, you know, because of the design of it, the arrangement of shops, you realize to say, no, which one is the exit. You end up finding yourself at parking, even if you do not have a car that time. Even if you have a car, you end up at the exit part of the mall. But one of the main things that we Namibians, we don't do is we don't ask questions, because you find a person moving around that mall for even 30 minutes, but he's just looking for an exit. But could we have asked just security guards to say, look, which one is the exit? You say, no, follow this line and 10. You save your energy, you save your time, and you also learn just by asking. Because you find people who think exactly, you know, think like they know where they are going, but you don't really know where you are going, but you don't want to ask questions. And you only be able to ask questions when it's at the last the last minute, or you find yourself already wasted enough time. And let us develop that culture of asking questions, that culture also of knowing, because it's through questions where problems were solved. Why things are the way they are? How can I get assistance, or how do we assist each other? Why are people behaving a certain way when I come to a place and sit down? It could be that I'm doing something wrong, or it could be that they have a different impression about me. Why are people doing the same thing in a certain way? So because something is bothering you, ask. Because everyone is dealing with his own life. So yeah, before that, let's go to a commercial break. Then from there, we look at what do we have today at Early Morning Scoop. What do we have today at Early Morning Scoop? And yeah, so stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 7:30.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Ipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarude kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Maybe when you look at what is happening at the international front, it was indicated that the French Prime Minister, that is, the French Prime Minister, François Bayrou, is proposing the cutting of public holiday. in order to tackle the debt case. Yeah, it was indicated that France is in debt. It's below the threshold of 3% rate, which is stated there by European Union, and it's indicating that the countries continue to acquire huge debts and is putting burden in its economy. Yeah, that's why you are looking at the Prime Minister, which is proposing to say we must cut public holidays, and because when you cut public holiday, it means that employees or workers, they continue working, so that at least they bring something in country's coffer. And looking at this context, one of the things that you need to put in mind is that France is one of the countries which got most of its resources from external countries. You know, some of the countries which were colonized by France, they were colonized to that extent that even after the colonial master went, this country have to pay what is called colonial tax. You have to pay tax, say thank you for colonizing me, I'm still going to pay you that amount of money per year. There is always contracts about protection and also mining interest from France. That's why when you look at countries like those who are what we call the Sahel region, talk about Burkina Faso, talk about countries of Mali, part of Cameroon, and all those French colonies, most of them, these are the country which had rich natural resources. And looking at what has happened in the past 2 years, where country decided to pull out from this French agreement, standing on their own, you also be able to realize to say some of these things have been sustaining the economy of France, or they've been sustaining the economy of France in terms of extending their military support or protecting countries which with rich natural resources, and also getting mining interest, and also things like gold and uranium. And this it's one thing that we must look at, and we must also analyze to say when we are not developing, particularly Africa, who is benefiting from our resources, and what is the impact? What is the impact of Africa standing on its own? Because somehow, when you stand on your own, somebody who was controlling you, especially nations, will also be able to suffer some way. I'm not saying it's exactly what is happening, but it's one of the contributing factors. So that's why when we look at the problems that we have, especially countries like ourselves, Namibia, let us also ask ourselves these questions. Let us be a little bit asking ourselves this question to say, my independence and sustainability and self-sustaining standard, who is going to be negatively affected by this independence? If Africa want to be on its own, who is going to suffer from that factor? And it's undeniable to look at the economy of Africa, the richness of the natural resources that Africa has, and also the standard where Africa is. Could it be? I'm not saying it's what it is. Just a question to ask yourself to say, who is going to feel more pain if we are on our own? Is everyone really want us to stand on our own? Or how can we get there? Why Africa got its independence, or most of the African countries started getting independence in the 1960s onward. Most of African countries started to be independent in the 1960s. And by 1978 or by 1984 there, most of African countries were independent. And the only last two countries which were not fully independent is only Namibia, and the last one is South Africa, that is 1990 and 1994. Then you are asking yourself, post 1994, 30 years or 31 years, but the continent is still standing where it is. DRC is still standing where it is. And Namibia is also still where it is. What is, where is the problem in terms of that? But that is just a question to also look at and also ask yourself. And yeah, when you look at what is happening in the continent of Africa, you know, South Africa is a very interesting brother, our big brother. And whatever is happening is going to affect us. It's going to affect us, like what it has been, you know, what has been going on in South Africa, particularly issues of security, where you have the Minister of Police being suspended, the Deputy Commissioner of the Deputy National Commissioner of the Police being suspended, and also other top echelons of South African police. And you are asking yourself what is going on and how can we position ourselves. Yeah, one of the well-known political analysts by the name Prince Marshall, it was indicated that he is endorsing or support Helen Zille to become a Joburg mayor or Johannesburg mayor. And interestingly, looking at the history of a person like Prince Marshall, is one of the known influencer in South Africa. He's a thinker, a writer, and he's the guy who you cannot ignore in South African politics, because he was a speech writer to the second president of South Africa, Thabo Mbeki. And he is a person who wrote a book called The Fall of ANC. 10 years before ANC, 10 years before African National Congress reached 40% in these elections. This guy has already predicted it. He wrote about it. He advised the South African government to say, make your SOE strong. Do this. Let us save the economy this way. And people were not listening to him. People were not listening to him. And in fact, he was banned to attend many international events. And he was also banned to get those prominent jobs. Then he ended up working for himself and also working for a few consultancy. But last year, a lot of people, he started making a lot of money. A lot of people started buying his book, The Fall of ANC. Started buying his book and say, man, how come this man think this way? What can we learn from this? And as Namibians or as African people, I think it's now a right time also to look at things like what happened in South Africa, to say, what can we learn from intellectuals? It's not only him. It's not only him. We have a lot of brilliant mind who say, some of them, they say things without respect, which is indeed not acceptable. But the content the person is saying, it's always very important to, sometimes they are saying, listen very careful to somebody who sounds like your enemy, because it could be that that person has good intention, or maybe he's just telling you the truth. And that's what's happening. But here Prince Marshall is saying, no, he's supporting Helen Zille to for Joburg mayor, because DA is a bit accountable in terms of running local governance. And that is a debate of another day. But the other thing that you also need to look at is that things get so complicated in South Africa when a minister of police is suspended. Then you have the head of what they call public protector. Maybe in Namibia you can say is the equivalent of Ombudsman Namibia, but in South Africa it's a bit very strong. And the person who is supposed to investigate the Minister of Police was the former advisor to the minister by then. Just the complication of how things are. But yeah, it's a very interesting thing to look at. It's a very interesting thing to look at, and also it's also a very interesting thing to look at because the politics of South Africa, has a direct impact on our politics. The safety of South Africa has direct impact on our safety. The security of South Africa has direct impact of our on our security. That's why people, when people are saying, no, let us not be more focused in what South Africa is doing because they are a bit far, let us focus on ourselves. Yes, indeed, we must focus on ourselves, but the big brother has a lot, and we have a lot to gain and also to lose. That's why it's always very important to watch what is happening at SA. So, yeah, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And today we are looking at we are reflecting on Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference, which is happening. It started yesterday, and it's in motion until the 18th of this month. That is it's tomorrow. And when you look at the international cybersecurity, I think it's also very important also to look at the numbers. What are the numbers are saying? When it's coming to cybersecurity, and maybe just to simplify, what do we mean when we talk about cybersecurity? Why does it matter? Because not only in Namibia, technical terms and also academic conversation in most cases limit an ordinary Namibian to know and also to learn. Look at it this way. For example, BON is presenting about its repo rate. Yes, it's very important for those who understand economics, but what about an ordinary person? To be simplified, to say, what does it mean when the repo rate is down? What does it mean when the repo rate is high? What is the repo rate in Oshiwambo? What is the repo rate in Afrikaans? How can an old meme in the southern part of Namibia, who is at the farm, understand the impact of repo rate to a small business? How is that? And when you listen to somebody who speak all the bombastic words, but these are issues that we look at, which could have at least assisted people. But when you talk about cybersecurity, in simple terms, it's just a platform. It's just a platform where people are dealing with, safety of internet related activities. Because think about it this way. You can be in the north or southern part of Namibia and, there's no way you always know or you know about somebody who lost his money just through a phone call. To say, no, David, I'm calling you from MTC. Just somebody pretending, speaking a very good English. I'm calling you from MTC. You want this amount of money. And how are you feeling? You say, no, I'm feeling very well. And send me your details. Send me your bank account. By the time you realize that all the 4,000 that you have on your account is already gone. Or somebody send you a text message. Or somebody send you a text message via WhatsApp, say, no, press this link so that you can share with others so that at least you are going to win a car. You press that link, all your informations are gone. Then you lose your banking information or you lose your credential information that will be used against you. And Namibia is one of the countries which, is vulnerable. It is one of the countries which face a lot of these activities. Those who understand technology, they are using it for bad use. That's why it's somebody just near the village where I stay from the north. It was a teacher who just retired and lost around half a million in the bank account just through these phone calls and this nice talk. But just the weakness in the system of our country, especially the financial system, and also little knowledge that we have as ordinary people, is what also have caused us to come to the stage where we lost a lot of money. We also have a lot of incidents where companies and organizations, they lost information and they also lost a lot of money. And today we are going to look at what this international conference on cybersecurity is all about, and also what can we learn as ordinary Namibian, especially when it's coming to protecting ourselves, protecting our business, protecting our money, and also protecting also our information. One of the things that was mentioned there is maybe it's very important to look at what Kran has said. The Communication Regulatory Authority is one of the institution of government, which one of its responsibilities is looking at crimes on or protecting people from being hacked, or people from losing their information in a digital, digital platform, protecting government and also ordinary Namibian. Yeah, and it was indicated that Kren got from 2023 got 20 million from the Ministry of Information Communication Technology, got 20 million just to set up, but to establish or to operate what we call Namibia CSIRT, that is Cybersecurity Incident Response Team. In fact, it's like, in a simple term, it's like a security team which is protecting Namibia from criminals which are using online, or they are using technology to steal money, to steal information, and also to trick people. And on top of that, it's also indicated that just alone in 2024, Namibia recorded over 1.4 million cyber attacks. 1.4 million cyber attacks. In simple terms, is that activities or crimes which were committed by those using technology are at 1.4 million. And this is a huge statistic, and it's also a scary statistic, which means that maybe 2 of 10 people that you meet, there's high possibility that this person, two of these persons experience that, whether you lost something or whether somebody is trying to scam you. Think about this when somebody, when we are going to deep into the conversation, and we are also going to look at one of the main speakers of that conference, and also what we can learn from him, and also what our ordinary Namibian can do, especially those who are trying to make money. Especially those who are trying to make money. The vulnerable people, most vulnerable people, are those who are starting up. You are starting a small business, you are an ordinary person, and you don't invest in security, you don't know basic about technology, how to protect yourself. These are some of the information that we all need also to learn, and what we can do. Apart from that, and in 2024 is also where the incident of Telecom was hacked. I think it's part of this activities which were recorded. This year, in 2025, this year alone, we are in the middle of the year. This year alone, Kren has already recorded around 1.1 million cyber incidents. And think about the next 5 months. Think about that. Think about the next 5 months, and think about what do we need to do as ordinary Namibian. Because when people are talking about cybercrime, it's not something that is very far. It's not something that is only attacking banks or attacking people with money, but us ordinary people. We are already faced with a lot of challenges, but what can we do to come out of these problems? What can we do to come out of these problems? How do we learn as our young people, as adults? What conversation are we talking about? Because when we go back again to statistic again, you also be able to realize to say Africa on its own is losing between 1 and 10 billion US dollars per year. 1 or 4 to 10 billion US dollars per year. That is how much money Africa is losing every year due to cybercrime. What does this mean? This means that international organizations, even internal organizations, those who understand high level of computer, high level of IT, they are using this platform to get our information, to sell us our information, and also to steal money from Africa. That is how much Africa is losing. When you look at that incident, how much Namibia is losing in this case? That is a question that you need to ask yourself. If you want to know about how much Namibia is losing, ask yourself how many of your friends you know, they lost money through somebody calling them, through somebody sending them an email, or just called somebody being called from the bank. How many of these? Now, the question that you need to look at is that these criminals are everywhere. They are affecting our economy. We are already at the not so nice position, if is to put it in, we are not at a good position in terms of the economy. We are not at a good position in terms of the business, stuff. That is why now when we talk about issues like, invest in agriculture, invest in, SME, it's up to us ordinary people. It's up to us ordinary people to learn this thing of, how to protect ourselves from, cyber attack. Because one of the speaker, Mr. Hendrik indicated to say, in this situation, how you protect your house, because when you come to work, when I come to work, I make sure that I lock my room. When you go out of the house, you make sure that you close the door, you close all the windows, you make sure that you feed your dog, because whoever is coming is ready to defend the house and all these things. He said, most of the ordinary people, they put more attention on physical security, because now the world has changed. It's no more about physical security. Yes, it's very important to have fence. It's very important to have, a bulldog or ordinary dog which is protecting your house to have a security, but we lack or we don't put effort in our cyber environment. We don't put effort in our cyber environment. We don't put the effort in our digital environment, because remember, you exist in two forms, whether you like it or not. You are a physical being in this physical environment, but there's also a digital form where you have a footprint online. You just leave your computer, it's open, your message open, you answer every email which is coming in, you click everything which is coming in saying you're going to win a lot of money, and you don't report this thing. And what is also interesting about this thing is to say, these statistics are those which are recorded. But the experts are saying 96% of the cyber attacks or 96% of criminal activities are not reported. People are not reporting this thing. That is why if you have like a small business, because just your phone alone, your cell phone alone that you are using, somebody can use it to take out all information. But what is very interesting, in most cases, it's us who are giving the permission to somebody to get information from us, and also to control whatever we do. So in this regard, it's very, very important to everybody to go and research about this thing. Go and research about cyber crime. If you're a business person, ask those experts to say, how can I protect my system from being hacked? And how can I protect my... Just basic information to say, how should I protect my system? How should I protect my bank account? What is interesting about this thing is also that ask yourself this. When you go to the bank, commercial banks are one of the institutions which have highly sophisticated security. Because I remember, I don't know if it's Shitana who was speaking on Parliament, who said, oh, there must be toilets for customers and or a restroom for customers, sorry, in the bank. But that is going to take a long way. It's one of the institutions which have highly sophisticated security because they know there is always those who are trying to take money from them via online, via systems. That's why you have these people who study, computer, not just to open and restart, but a computer at the highest level. That's why there is an opportunity. There is an opportunity in cyber security market. That's why when you are studying, when you are advising your child or when somebody wants to go to university to study, think about this area of cybersecurity. Let us educate ourselves Think about studying computer. Think about studying cybersecurity in general. Because when you study that area, there's a market in Africa which is around 3.11 billion, and I know 3.11 billion by 2030. They're saying the market will be around 3.11 billion. That is where the world is going. Advise your children to say, try issues of cybersecurity, because you can be at the good side of protecting companies, protecting government, protecting your country, and also protecting smaller businesses, because this is an area that is going to define us, especially if you want to develop. Especially if you want to develop as a country, because if we cannot protect ourselves, no matter how hard we are working, we are going to work hard for other people. No matter how hard we are working, we are going to work hard for other people. That is why if you want to study next year or this year, think about this. Think about cyber. Think about cybersecurity. Think about cybersecurity. If you are in the field of tech, IT, computer, and many other areas, think about this area of cybersecurity, because that is where the world is going. That is where the world is also going to invest in. Now, after a commercial break, I'm going to give you some one of the speakers. That is Mr. or Dr. Barry Serekane. He gave a very brilliant presentation, presentation, because I have never seen such a speech in my life. You know, after graduation, I used to write speeches for people, either in business or in politics somewhere there, just to survive. But I used to write better speeches, but he gave one of the brilliant speech that everybody should go and look at it, and also us ordinary people and policymakers must also look at this thing and also see with both eyes to say what the Africans saying about the cyber security. And one of the questions I also ask at this conference is the investment in R&D. I'm not an expert in tech related stuff, but I have a good understanding of what research and development can do, because I have to say, you got 20 million to to operationalize the response team in terms of cybersecurity? How much did you invest in R&D or in research and development or in doing more research on your own as an institution to capacitate your people to come up with new ways of doing things other than just go and learn? And it was none. And I think it's also particularly people who are in academia, people who are in the industry of research, people who are making policies. Let us look at areas of R&D, research and development. Let us look at, it's not only in terms of cybersecurity, it's in terms of our developmental project. How do we do research? Look at Namibian laboratories. Let us go and read reports about Namibia Research, Namibia Scientific Research Commission. Let us read reports how much is spent on research and development. Not necessary to say it's on the work of a government. How much private sector is investing in research and development, not only to cater for cybersecurity, but also to look at other areas of knowledge, expansion, and also area of protecting ourselves and also develop our own product. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are going to a commercial break. Then we can continue the conversation.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation.
Namib Mills, feeding the nation.
Ipura nengelo wapubwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite ofoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi todaye njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumuna oijamwiri nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, Dave Nshombe. And yeah, as I indicated earlier, that there is an ongoing international cybersecurity event in Namibia. And for those of you who want to follow, you can follow online at Namibia International Cybersecurity Event. And you can also look at our updates, what is happening on our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia. We are always updating you about what's happening. Read and also expand your horizon, expand your thinking, and also continue to do research about that topic. And as I indicated, that one of the speakers is Mr. Biri, Dr. Biri Serekane, one of the international consultant, and he's a South African man. And I'm going to share with you some of the, you know, short part of this speech, especially when he look at what Africa, Namibia, particularly SADC countries, can learn from international best practices. Because he was talking about countries like Japan, which suffered, and today I was talking about your ability to wake to come back from defeat, which came back from the devastation of nuclear bombs from 1945 onward. Devastation, complete devastation. But they stood up. But they are number one today in terms of tech. He's going to give a short clip about that. And we're also going to look at some of the recommendations. What can we do as a country, as SADC, as ordinary people, so that at least we can protect our country, we can protect ourselves, we can protect our businesses, because it's not useful to work so hard, but we leave our digital area just open, or our digital environment without any security. And if we were to personalize or to personify the digital element of our digital environment, if you were to personify it, it's an open house with an open room with just items on the table, open suitcase where there is money, and little to no security. If you were just to put it in real term, to say, if you were to put our digital environment in that sense, we'll be able to see that we have little to no protection. And what can we do to upgrade ourselves from that? And also, how can we invest in cyber security? So stay with me. We are together until the hour of 7:30.
Pierre, it's a map of a very amazing nation. But this nation has a very difficult history. But through the difficulties of their history, they were able to rise above and build themselves. This is the map of Japan. Now, this is what happened to the Japanese in 1945. Some of you might know, some of you might not know. In 1945, I'm very sure I'm sitting next to my American brother here from the American embassy, but of course, the Americans went to Japan and they offloaded two massive nuclear bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Now, after that happened, Japan was completely devastated. And there was a time when they needed to rebuild themselves as a nation. Now, the Japanese people have got very powerful life-altering and life-transformational philosophies. And everything that they do in Japan is bedded down to their core values, which is what governs the way that they do things as a nation. Now, they decided to follow what I call the path of greatness out of devastation. And in Japanese, that concept is called the Ikkyo no Michi. The Ikkyo no Michi means we are choosing to rebuild ourselves as a nation and become great. And how did they do that? Well, they had five very simple principles that they followed as a nation to rebuild themselves. The first one, it's a concept called the Gambaru. What does Gambaru mean? It means to do one's best with unwavering determination and endurance. And I think as African nations, we also need to go back and say, what is it that we, as African enterprises, African businesses, and African governments, what kind of philosophical background or foundation do we have in rebuilding ourselves? Because I'm from South Africa. We are the last democratically elected and government in the continent. We're the youngest. And yet we've gone through so many things in a very short space of time. And when you look at the Japanese being devastated in Hiroshima and Nagasaki and sitting down as a nation and saying, how do we rebuild? And they said the only way to rebuild is for us to embed ourselves in philosophies that will become foundational in anything and everything that we do. The second principle that they came about, it's a principle called Kaizen, small continuous changes. Now, a lot of great Japanese businesses, Sony, Toyota, you know, Suzuki, all of them were able to build amazing enterprises based on this amazing concept. Now, the fascinating thing about the Japanese here, it's a mirror of a very amazing nation. But this nation, we embed ourselves in philosophies that will become foundational in anything and everything that we do. The second principle that they came about, it's a principle called Kaizen, small continuous changes. Now, a lot of great Japanese businesses, Sony, Toyota, you know, Suzuki, all of them were able to build amazing enterprises based on this amazing concept. Now, the fascinating thing about the Japanese.
Yes, that is part of it, building from failure. And he was indicating to say what Africa can learn from a country like Japan. And in terms of cyber security classification, Japan is set a category which is called Tier 1. And Tier 1 is the best category where your system is protected, is bulletproof, and your financial system is secured, your business is operational, and young children understand the world of digitalization, understand the importance of digitalization. They don't just do TikTok. They do digital environment. They live digitally and physically, and they also use digital environment to make a living, and also to protect their country. Now, what Dr. Serekane was saying is that imagine a country which was destroyed, but instead of blaming itself, they build themselves. What about you, Africa? What about you, Namibia? Where are you standing? What is driving us? And what is our philosophy as Namibians, as business people? What is guiding us? What is our guiding principles? What is our values in terms of that? And yeah, the other thing is to look at what the expert has to say about cyber security rating.
Human brain is going to be attached to their technology, so we are moving from to a place called singularity, where you're not going to see a mobile phone anymore. But your brain is going to prompt your technology on what to do for it. Now, these technologies are not there to replace human beings. They're there to make sure that we become much more productive. Now, let's come back to the African continent. Now that we've learned about what Japanese have done,
and where the Japanese are, what about us in Africa? Because here it is, ladies and gentlemen, ultimately it's about human beings. Ultimately, it's about the capabilities of people to be able to use technology to make their lives better. And until we create this clear alignment between technology and human beings, we will always live in fear of being replaced by technology. You know, in the industry that we're in, we do a lot of human interaction, we facilitate, we coach, we do organizational culture interventions, we do strategy, and we're not worried about AI. We love it because it helps us to create better context and better data. But it cannot do what we do. It cannot feel like we feel. It cannot connect like we connect. It does not have empathy. It does not have compassion. It cannot show love. So we still own these powerful human qualities that will always be above technology. Now, when we look at Africa, we've got to look at Africa in the context of the industry, because cybersecurity is a massive industry. Now, here are the numbers. The market projection in South Africa this year, 2025, is $2.24 billion. That's the value of this industry. And it's going to be growing by about 6.8%, and in 2030, it's going to be $3.11 billion. But here's what's scary. Cybercrime costs Africa over $10 billion annually.
Yes, there is a market in cyber security, and there are challenges in cyber security. So how can we move from where we are to where we need to go? And how can we move from having a weak system to advance our country? And I like the speech of Mimi Nkemba, the CEO of Communication Regulatory Authority, because what she indicated is to say, although we are in this situation alone, we are not in this situation alone, and we can only we can only upgrade ourselves when everybody understand, when everybody is playing a role in these things of cyber security. Because it's like you are training for karate, you are training for self-defense. When you are training for self-defense to protect yourself, you also know that there is also a police who can also protect you, but you also need to defend yourself. That's why in law there is what we call self-defense. In a situation where you are cornered, you have to able to use physical and also mental strength to defend yourself. That is called self-defense. In the digital environment, how do you defend yourself? We are just being beaten. Our properties, our financial properties are going, and our information are going, and we have nothing that we can do. That's why learning the basic things, and I think it's also something which we have, and I'm interested in, and everybody, we must go to cyber security. We must do research about it. We must also learn from the best. So that for you to beat a criminal, you must understand the behavior of a criminal so that you can protect yourself. That's why you have good hackers and unethical hacking. So now we spoke a lot about the challenges. Now, how can we move? How can we move as a continent, as a region, and also as a country? Now, what are some of the proposed solutions? And to answer this, it's also very important to look at what the experts have to say.
I mean, I hear people being excited by teaching children Mandarin in schools. Who wants to learn Mandarin if you can have an earphone that can translate it? You want to teach people, these young kids, digital skills. You want to make sure they understand how the digital world works, that they can code and they can build powerful cyber security platforms. The second thing that we need to do, we need to create regional centers of excellence. We're in SADC. This is Namibia. We're supposed to have a delegation from South Africa, a delegation from Botswana, a delegation from Mozambique. Where we come in and we share ideas of saying, how do we as SADC, as a bloc, begin to create these centers of excellence? Where we share best practices, where we create, I hear people being excited by teaching children Mandarin in schools. Who wants to learn Mandarin if you can have an earphone that can translate it? You want to teach people, these young kids, digital skills. You want to make sure they understand how the digital world works, that they can code and they can build powerful cybersecurity platforms. The second thing that we need to do, we need to create regional centers of excellence. We are in SADC. This is Namibia. We're supposed to have a delegation from South Africa, a delegation from Botswana, a delegation from Mozambique. Where we come in and we share ideas of saying, how do we as SADC, as a bloc, begin to create these centers of excellence? Where we share best practices, where we create the common practices from around us. Because at the moment, Namibia is running its own show, South Africa is running its own show, Angola is running its own show, Mozambique is running its own show, and it's just consistent duplication and silo thinking. We can't do that if we want to win this battle. The third thing that we need to do, of course, is to do what we call talent retention. Ghana is very lucky because Ghana is experiencing the biggest diaspora return in the continent. So a lot of black Americans are going back to Ghana, very nostalgic.
Yes, centers of excellence and also talent retention and also collaboration. And collaboration is something that we also have been talking about it, especially in business. How do we collaborate to move forward? How do we collaborate to do business? How do we kill this tendency of working alone, the tendency of saying I, instead of saying we have a team that we can work together with? Because, you know, it's from a regional perspective that was said, but to scale it down, imagine, just think about this. Where are you going to be if the business that you are operating, you could have called somebody who has better skills than you? You know how to sell tomatoes, but you have a cousin of yours who is at home, but he understands online marketing, for example. Or he understand, online marketing. He understand even computer science. How can we work together with this person? Person can do marketing online. Person can also protect your account. Because the tomatoes, the garlic that you cultivated so hard to gain, the money, the time you put them in your account, or you e-wallet them to your phone, they will get lost. And you'll be devastated because you know what you did? You ignore the security of your business. Because security is priority number one. Security is priority number one. We failed during colonialism. At least this time we can get it right. Because if we don't do it, the big boys will come. The big boys of computers, the big boys of tech world will come and also continue exploiting us. So that is why people speak about centers of excellence. And I think investment in studying what is relevant is also important, not by at the same time not undermining other subjects. But there is a difference between what is relevant, what is a priority, and also what need to be there. Because as we are speaking now, we are in a marathon project development, which we just need to come down a little bit to see what are some of the best things that we can, prioritize in. Because if you have to be honest enough, it's not always good to blame, the government, but also to assist it. Because we have to be honest enough to look at what is the budget that we have and also things that we are planning to accomplish. The budget that we have, things that we are planning to accomplish, and they are also priority things. And they are also the unforeseen circumstances. And in this case, the unforeseen circumstances are those things that can come anytime. The things that can shock the economy. What can we do to do that? Because I think it's also a right thing, especially to our young policymakers, to make sure that they push on things which matters, on things which affect us young individuals on the ground, and also not only to exclude the elders, but things which matters. Investment in cyber security should not be the only thing, but should be prioritized. Agriculture is number one, but what is very important is where we are storing our resources. Is the storeroom okay? That is our treasure. That is our treasury. Is it secured? Where are we spending? Where are we storing our resources? Where are we storing our information? Where are we storing our money? How safe is our money? What can we study to do with it to protect that financial system? Because taking you back from previous discussions I had regarding where we are going, I like referencing the financial stability report of BON, because it stipulated everything to say this is how the economy is going to grow. These are some of the challenges. Some of the challenges which were indicated is that cybercrime will intensify in 2025. And what are we doing about it? And it's not only from the government or from CREN, but us ordinary people in academia, where are we academicians? And what can we do to protect ourselves from these kinds of things? Because remember, we contribute less in terms of technical know-how about the establishment of computers and also cell phones. Although main parts are coming from Africa to go and make these cell phones, but we contribute less into understanding how the cell phone is operating. There's somebody that you know who has an iPhone of 20,000, but it's only for taking pictures and TikToks. But that is a machine that could bring you money. That's a machine that will also protect you if you use it wisely. And somebody make a joke, say, no, I think it's every one of us. There are cell phones are there. We have smartphones which are smarter than us because they put us in problems. Because people lost their lives because of being attacked online. People lost their properties. People lost their marriage because of that. You can be planning about your marriage, then before the day of the event, somebody just called you to say, no, we are bringing tents this time, and just click this link and all the investment of your wedding is gone. Do you think the person is going to recover? There's no recovery from there. And when that person recover, what can we learn? Because there's a saying to say, when other men are falling, you don't necessarily need to laugh, but learn, because your time will come. Learn how to prevent that and also how you can come back from the failure. So, dear listeners, we have around 5 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. You can still communicate with us at 083-288-401. So you can air your opinion, you can air your view, then we see where we take this conversation. So let us look at the commercial break, then we can move forward.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Bargain Hunters, USave has slashed price on groceries, treats, fresh fruit, and veggies. 1.5 kilo real good frozen mixed chicken portions, just 74.99 Namibian dollars. 400 millimeter crystal gold tomato sauce, just 14.99 Namibian dollars. Knorr soup of all variants, 5.99 Namibian dollars each. 570 gram packets Polana instant noodles, just 26.99 Namibian dollars. And 410 grams U-brand mixed veggies, only 12.99 Namibian dollars per tin. Save big at USave.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address
to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondutu to ingida, ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo, iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM, otuna evi toda njuka, okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, otukwetira o special ange, tashake ngejepa omarudi tayo loka, opone ushendife nawa, nokumona oijamo ili nawa, ninge kwata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM.
Yes, dear listeners, we are coming to the end of our early morning school program. And yeah, just to summarize, in short, today we were reflecting on International Cyber Security Conference, which is happening in Namibia, which started yesterday, it's ending tomorrow. And one of the key takeaways is that let us learn from the best. Let us learn from the best, and also let us analyze, especially our digital devices, how we can use them, how we can protect our information, and also how we can also protect our finance, because it will be absolutely for no importance if we invest much energy in working very hard. By the time we get those resources, we don't keep them, because somebody will also take those resources from us, and things which could have been prevented. For those of you who are in school or you want to study, if you are interested in tech stuff, focus the issue of cybercrime or cybersecurity, to say, because there is market for that, there is more job for that, there is no cyber expert who is at home. You can work for your own, you can work for banks, you can work for the government, you can work for the police, you can work for different institution. In fact, every institution need cyber security expert. Security must be on top notch, because there is another war which is being fought for those who understand the tech world. So thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop. And yeah, I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Michael Choveri with Unpacking the Day. So bye-bye for now.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every
Monday, no matter where you are,
Wednesday, and Friday.
If you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news.
Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Impa has to offer at an unbeatable price. Impa, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.